This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour here on the DJV program with a focus on Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and their ideas. It's very important for you to exercise your mind as well as your body. Speaking of that, it's kind of a mind blower that William Shatner is going to take off in an hour and a half in a spaceship, and it is not. The Enterprise. And so this will be fun. We'll have sort of an update, a live update from that scenario, from that place in the next half hour. Meanwhile, we are moving into our California zone, which is convenient and easy. The ladies come from different places. Jennifer lives in California. Victoria lives in New Jersey. Jay's down in Nashville. So let's start with Southern California beaches. Jennifer, as the oil spill cleanup continues, Huntington Beach especially affected by this, and Long Beach, I guess, as well. So I think last week we knew that it was an anchor, right, that broke open the pipeline.
Well, we think that's one of the working theories. They think that there are 500,000 container ships that are out in the ocean right now waiting to be unloaded. If you can
around
imagine
the world,
that.
Yeah, imagine.
That
yeah.
Number. I mean, it's just they're all kind of stuck in gear, and so everybody's kind of like making their way. And it's 5,000 containers that are actually out there, not necessarily
right.
The ships. So less ships and more containers.
Yeah. Right.
And they're all kind of sitting around, and so they're in places that they shouldn't be. And the thought was that one of them dropped an anchor that damaged the pipeline, and that it was kind of an accidental move, and that the pipeline dragged the or excuse me that the anchor dragged the pipeline and created like this 13-inch
gash
basically, yeah, mm-hmm. That released some of the oil. But now there are some people who believe that this pipeline was already damaged last year and that no one knew about it for the same reason. Not leaking, but just damaged.
Ah.
We knew that an anchor had damaged this pipeline back in the 80s, but it never broke. So, again, when did it happen? They think it's probably an anchor. They don't know exactly when, and that's what they're trying to figure out. But the good news is that the beach is reopened. It reopened this week.
Mm.
And that's good. The wildlife is still suffering. Obviously, the attempts are to try to normalize things as quickly as possible to try to minimize the damage. But it's just not a great situation. And there's really no end to it. You know, this has been one of the biggest stories when it comes to the supply chain as well. The Biden administration is now saying, well, the port needs to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because they're getting really scared. They're getting scared that people aren't going to have, forget even stuff for Christmas, but even toilet paper. We're looking at another crisis of paper goods and things like that because of this slowdown in all of this. Where they are, I don't know. Why we haven't seen Mayor Pete Buttigieg in charge of this or in front of this because he's the transportation secretary, I don't know. But I think they're now realizing that having to wait in line for toilet paper again is not going to help them at all with the American people. So they're jumping in to try to increase the amount of time and manpower that are going to be sent to the Port of Los Angeles to unload these ships.
Why is John Voight all of a sudden all over the place? Why is he? He's known as a right winger, conservative, whatever, however you want to use. I don't like that term because I don't think it is applicable. But certainly right of center. So he's now taken off on Newsom. Why didn't he take off on Newsom when Larry was running?
Well, he did. It's
just
another. Yeah, okay. This is just another new interview, essentially, with John Voight, who has taken aim at Gavin Newsom in the past. I don't think he officially endorsed Larry Elder. He may have, but I don't know if it was an official endorsement. He received endorsements from, like, Chuck Norris and other conservatives in California. But he is pointing out right now the obvious, and that is, what is Gavin Newsom doing for California? It seems that all of this legislation that's been coming out over the last couple of weeks since he survived the recall has been nothing to do necessarily with quality of life issues. People are still suffering. Gas is unaffordable. It's unaffordable to buy a house. It's ridiculous to try to send your kids to school and deal with the education system the way it is. Homeless people, still a problem. The crime is
collapsing.
At a 20-year high.
The state's collapsing.
Yeah, and now we're dealing with, like, leaf blowers. I get it. If we had the luxury, that would be a great thing. But all you're doing with that is raising the cost on farmers and on agriculture workers who have to now spend twice as much if they want to buy new equipment, because the electric stuff costs twice as much. If you want a lawnmower, if you want a leaf blower, all those things are going
to
double the cost.
Beginning to leave California between
there
the weather.
There they are. They can't get
these
water.
Sort of things. Yeah, they're leaving. You can, and that will affect the supply of food as well, the food chain. The situation with Gabby Petito, for those who haven't heard, apparently the coroner says she was definitely strangled, but the strangulation occurred a month before she was found, right?
Yeah.
She's been dead.
Well, remember, she wasn't even reported missing until about a month ago. So there was this, because the parents didn't know what was going on. He came back, didn't say anything to them. They realized they hadn't heard from her, and they started checking around, realized he's back with her van.
Well, there were questionable text messages from her phone.
Yeah, didn't even know if it was legit.
Yeah, mentioned, one of the text messages mentioned something about her grandfather, but she called the grandfather by name, which she never did. So it was just all these different questionable things. And also she lived with Laundrie and his parents in their house. So the fact that she never made it back, it was like, why? They didn't just have their own place somewhere. She lived with his parents, too. Why was nothing
And what
mentioned?
Did your parents, if these people were concerned about this girl, wouldn't you say, hey, your daughter didn't come back with Brian. What's going, you know, maybe you need to see if everything's okay.
Did they find her cell phone or her laptop or anything else?
He took it with him in the van. I think he took the cell. Definitely the laptop was in the van. I don't know about the cell phone.
Unga bunga. All right. So vaccine mandates and who they affect and how they're affecting you directly, indirectly. I guess it depends on what you do for a living. If you're in California, the festivals that got canceled last year was in Stagecoach and Coachella. They were completely, it wasn't pretty much everything like that was wiped out last year, right? So what's the position? Do you have to wear a mask, and when they have a vaccine mandate, you got to show your card when you go through the door? Is that what's going on?
Well, it originally was. So Golden Voice is a company that puts on these festivals, Coachella and Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. And they had put out a decision early on to say that you had to be fully vaccinated in order to gain entry to the festivals. But they said that they're going to change that ruling based on it being pretty unpopular. And so now you can show a negative COVID test as long as it's taken within 72 hours of either event.
Mm-hmm. I see that in Wisconsin, a couple of school districts there are suing the school district itself because of the COVID rules and because of the fact that their children have gotten COVID in school. And one wonders, okay, are they getting it from teachers? Are they getting it from people in school? How do you know where anybody, whether you got it, Jennifer, do you know where you got COVID?
I think I got it from work, yeah.
But you think, you don't really
right,
know.
Right, it was the only place, well, the only way I can deduce that is that it was the only place that I had been, because I wasn't really going any place but there and back, pretty much.
So if this sort of suit grabs hold, like the school districts in Wisconsin, there'll be suits like this all over the country. Never mind, like the union at Southwest is suing them, and I see the CEO says it's Biden's fault because of the mandates, and you know, maybe there's something to that. But all of these things, these policies, and then the lack of clarity from government agencies make it easy for people to sue these smart lawyers, their ambulance chasers, they're all over the place. Okay, if you've had this, then we'll sue you somebody and get some money for you. And that's what's going to happen. You'll see school districts, cities, towns, municipalities are going to get whacked with suits, and the taxpayer is going to pay the bill. That's what's going to happen. You can see it, right? I mean, am I wrong?
Lawsuits like this have already corrupted. It's already corrupted the medical industry. Think about how crazy prices are because of all the insurance that's needed. And look, in some cases, it's you need to have an ability to defend yourself legally because sometimes really bad mistakes are made. But I think for you to go to work or to go to school and sue your employer if they're taking every precaution that they can is just ridiculous. I mean, people are going to get sick. It's the, you know, it's very similar to how we don't sue people for giving us the flu or a cold. It's just ridiculous.
So why did the software chief at the Pentagon quit? I'm trying to figure this out. This is a
because
question.
Because he says China. He says we're losing to China. He said,
duh,
the U.S. has already lost to China on cyber, and within the next 10 to 20 years, we'll figure that out. And he said that it's the global tech war. We've essentially just walked away from it and that we're not engaging in a serious way and we're not taking the threat of China seriously. So he left.
See, my whole thing is a psychological thing. What the heck do the Chinese think they're going to get if they're the number one economy in the world? What is that?
They want our land. They want to colonize the United States.
Okay, so what's that going to get them? If they colonize the United States. Yeah, okay. And then where is that? Somebody else will come along and try to bump the Chinese off, and it'll go around and around and around.
I mean, who's big enough to do that, aside from us?
Who is big enough to knock us off? We were impenetrable for 40, 50 years since World War II, but now, obviously, they're coming for us, and we're open. What'd you say, Victoria?
It's a different kind of war. I mean,
And we're behind the eight ball. We don't have it.
This goes back, you know, President Obama was talking about this, and everyone's like, oh, okay, and everyone laughed at cybersecurity and whatever. And it's like, yeah, we've been talking about this for a really long time, and we still see, you know, our utilities are so vulnerable, and, you know, we see the water supply gets tampered with.
Where is the leadership? Where is the leadership to fix these problems? They're so
Yeah, but you can say where's the leadership, but there's a huge incentive that President Biden has actually is working with a lot of these major companies, especially tech companies, to beef up their cybersecurity. So you can say, well, where's leadership? Well, there's a whole big plan that's been laid out for that.
Yeah, there's also a lot of evidence that show he took money from China. And is there going to be a plan? That's, you know, the latest thing that got buried is that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden shared bank accounts. And they were paying each other's bills. I mean, this is it possible that he took money from China? And is that why we are softening
our
approach?
Why do we elect him? Why do we elect anybody that we elect? All of these guys are screwballs, and they're in it for themselves. That's the bottom line. 18 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, which means that Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on yet more trending things. People are terrified by a trailer for a new movie. I have seen the trailer. I wouldn't go to see this movie if it was my last breath.
You never saw any of the Scream movies?
Yeah, are you kidding?
I'm not surprised by that.
Come on.
They're not even scary. They're like goofy.
They're amazing.
Yeah, okay. Let's get to that after this.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, there is no way the two of you are going to convince me that any this is anything other than trash, garbage, crap.
Hey, one man's trash is another's treasure.
Okay, so well, the trailer for Scream, you're all excited about this, so help yourself.
I'm so excited for this. The new trailer dropped. The movie is going to be coming out January 14th. Neve Campbell is back. David Arquette's back. Courtney Cox's back. And the Ghostface Killer is back. This is amazing.
Who is the Who is it? Who's the Ghostface Killer?
We'll find out at the end.
It's different people for the first one.
So, like, the first one, it was actually two people. I think pretty much it's always been two people. There's always, it seems like it's one person, but then there's always that red herring, and it's two people. And they're always tied to Sidney Prescott, who's played by Neve Campbell, in some way, shape, or form. So we'll see how this one comes back. In the trailer, it preludes that all of the victims are tied to the original people from the first scream.
This is what makes people crazy. This is how people get sick. This is where the ideas come from.
These movies are so cheesy. No, this new one is probably going to be scarier because it's 2021 and everything has to be gorier and scarier. But the old movies from, like, what, the late 90s, whenever they came out, I mean, they were just, they're funny. It's like when someone gets killed, it's almost funny because it's not, like, serious.
Yeah, it's not really, there's not a lot of popping out at you.
Right.
Like, you almost see the killer in the background before the person dies. And they point out a lot of those horror story tropes, like, never say, oh, I'll be right back. Like, whoever says I'll be right back in a horror film ends up dying. Whoever runs upstairs instead of out the front door ends up dying. And they just kind of make fun of all of these things. And now Wes Craven, he directed the first four in the franchise. This is the fifth one. He, of course, passed away in 2015. So it's a duo director team, Matthew Bettinelli Ulpin and Tyler Gillette, who were the masterminds behind the film Ready or Not, another scary movie that's kind of like a dark comical twist of hide and seek. I highly recommend it, except for Doug. Doug, I don't recommend it for you, but I recommend it for everybody else. It is such a great film, so I'm super excited for this one. It's going to be awesome.
Perfect. All right. I believe, as sweet as you are, I don't see how you can like that kind of stuff. It just boggles my mind. It's almost like you had
I flip between Psycho Killers and the Disney Channel.
So what is and so what does your father say about that? Your interest? He doesn't like that stuff.
They've always been very welcoming of me watching what I want to watch. They're very supportive parents.
I got it. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Congratulations. 28 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Don't mind me, just seeking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off cuddle nest bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So, yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Select style. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Tune In and Tune Up, your one-stop shop for fast facts and timely tips, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Driving on underinflated tires is never a good idea. It can lower your car's fuel economy and cause a possible blowout on the road. So get in the habit of checking your tire pressure manually. Head on over to O'Reilly and pick up a good tire pressure gauge, as well as a portable tire inflator or mini air compressor. Be sure to fill your tires to the pressure recommended by your car's manufacturer and not the PSI level indicated on the actual tires. Check out more helpful do-it-yourself tips at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida's Leon County is facing a $3.57 million fine for mandating its vaccines for its 714 employees. The report said the mandate by Leon County Administrator Vince Long applied to all of its employees except those who fell under a select few exemptions. A violation notice from the Florida Department of Health was sent to county officials on October 6th. A total of 14 workers were fired after they declined to get the vaccine. The Oregonian newspaper out of Portland is reporting distance runner 25-year-old Mary Kane accused Nike and her former coach Alberto Salazar of abuse in a $20 million lawsuit filed this week. She alleges in the suit that she faced sustained emotional abuse. Coachella Festival attendees will no longer be required to be vaccinated against the coronavirus to gain entry into the popular California Music Festival near Palm Springs. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dereliction of constitutional duty. That's one claim a lawmaker in Washington is making as he's asking his colleagues to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw is calling for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to be impeached. That news as we hear that construction of sections of the border wall in South Texas is being halted once again by the feds. The Department of Homeland Security announcing late last week that it was ending existing contracts to build the wall in the Rio Grande Valley and Laredo areas. Crenshaw explaining on Fox and Friends why he believes Mayorkas should be impeached.
I think there's very clear examples of a deliberate dereliction of constitutional duty on the part of the Secretary of Homeland Security.
It's not just to protect this country.
It actually has very little to do with the cancellation of the border wall contracts. I think that's infuriating. But what the real dereliction of duty is simply refusal to actually enforce the laws of our country. And those laws might be our asylum process laws. Those laws might be internal enforcement inside where deportations are necessary. Those laws might be simply crossing the border illegally.
The Rolling Stones are self-canceling one of their most popular rock songs in concert due to lyrics that depict the horrors of slavery. Jumpin' Jack Flash is no longer on their set list. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay, the perverted Kirshner.
What?
With Victoria.
I don't know, but put that in my bio.
Yeah.
Perverted? We'll hold on to it.
Liking all of those really horrible movies. Ugh, that's perverted. Oof.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right.
Dark, twisted.
Yeah. All right. I think you found a home, though, with Victoria. So let's see. Candy corn and bratwurst, huh? Together?
Both of them are disgusting on their own.
Yeah.
But someplace in Wisconsin, street market decided, hey, let's put the two together. And they're surprisingly selling better than just their original brats.
Mm-hmm. Great. Congratulations. All right, so Phil, what's going on with the Shatner thing? We have the flight
icon William Shatner.
There
of course. And with regards to Mr. Shatner, many of us pursued the space industry, myself included, and joined Blue Origin because of early inspiration from watching shows like Star Trek. So this is a pinch-me moment for all of us to see Captain James Tiberius Kirk go to space. Really? And maybe for today, we'll need to rename our capsule from the RSS First Step to the RSS Enterprise, but just for today.
Well,
Is that a live feed?
Yeah, they have two girls. They're two women.
Captain Kirk is going to space.
Just to paint the picture here for a second. So there are two women. So because this is going to be confusing if you're just tuning in. So we're on the Blue Origin website, and we are T-minus an hour and 25 minutes. So what they're showing now is there are two women who are anchoring this whole special, which is what they did the last time when Jeff Bezos went up himself. And so they show the astronauts, you know, I don't know what time this was filmed. It said it was recorded earlier today. I mean, they're in central time, so it's probably like 7:35-ish where they are, and Shatner looks very tired. It looks like they got him up early. So right now they're doing a lot of...
Do you think he even slept last night?
Probably not.
I feel like he
right?
probably didn't even sleep.
So right now they're just doing like pre-flight stuff, and eventually if you're watching the live feed, you'll be able to see the astronauts. They'll come out in their blue suits, and then they do the long walk. You know, they'll do like a press conference, and they do the long walk to the shuttle. Then they load them in, and then they're sitting in the shuttle for the rest of the countdown until they take off.
This is huge. This is the most press they will get, or at least have gotten to this point, because of him. Much as anything else. So a lot of people, you know, they hear
sort of
passively, this Blue Origin, who belongs to that? And there's the Tesla guy and his thing and Branson and his thing. So, you know, they all kind of blur until this. And one would wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea for him to take a ride in all of these at one point in time or another for all of the right reasons. So anyway, let's go back. Can we, for a few minutes, I just want to listen.
Collaborative environment is grounded in our leadership principles, which are ownership, humility, and technical ambition.
And safety has been baked into the design of New Shepard from day one.
I don't really care. Phil, will you monitor it if you can? And just bring us around to stuff when they're talking about Shatner. The guidance that we have been back and forth about with regard to aspirin is going to knock a lot of people off of their stool. If you've not heard about the new guidance, I love this word guidance. Are we tired of the word guidance, or do we think it's the right word? We've all heard about the CDC guidance for COVID. It's not guidance. They tell you what to do. Guidance is, here's an idea, what do you think of it? And what the CDC and the government say is not, you do this or else. Yeah, you know, I don't call that guidance. So I'm not sure in this circumstance. I don't think there is any pronouncement from the government. It's just, here's the knowledge that you need to have if you're a certain age group and you haven't had a heart attack. You probably ought not to be, you ought not to be on an aspirin, baby aspirin or not. Am I summarizing this correctly, ladies? I think that's pretty much the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Interesting thing is when you talk about the guidance, I mean, this came from an independent panel. This is the Preventative Services Task Force. And so it's interesting that they're making this sort of guidance or whatever you want to call it in 2021, because back in 2014, the Food and Drug Administration actually started recommending against taking an aspirin to prevent a first heart attack or stroke. But they said that there was still evidence that indicated that the aspirin helped prevent additional heart attacks or strokes. So if you already had one, there was some evidence that it was helping. But all the way back to 2014, the FDA was telling people, don't take a baby aspirin every day thinking you're going to prevent a heart attack or a stroke. So I don't know why this guidance comes along kind of late now. It's bizarre.
Mm. Well, it is, but it is. It is what it is, and people are going to... find it. People would be taken back by it. I think no question about that. Here's something else that will take you back. If you have gas in your home, I do. I have gas. You have gas, ladies, in your home?
No, our whole village is electric only because of people exploding things.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, we have a gas stove.
Gas stove, gas water heaters, gas furnaces, all of that stuff is going to go the way of the dodo bird if certain people in government have their way. And of course we go to California for this because they do all the cuckoo stuff first. As a matter of fact, Berkeley, California, which is the most cuckoo of all the places in cuckoo land, has come out with an edict. Their city council there says that as far as they're looking into the immediate future, they're going to ban gas, heat, stoves, anything in new construction starting now. Anything that produces greenhouse gas emissions and will cause climate change. Do you know how ridiculous this is? It would be great if there was another way of creating energy. But at the moment, most of the energy created anywhere in the world, never mind here in America, comes from fossil fuel. So you may say, okay, I'm going to have an electric house. Fine, that's great. Maybe it's good for you in the house, because I've never thought that gas was great. I'd like it because it's efficient. But there were a lot of electric homes that were built in the 60s and 70s, and they were a bust because it was so expensive to heat them. Now we're going back to that circle. But where do you think the electricity comes from? That's the thing. It is, okay, the immediate thing of getting it out of your house, I get it. But then, okay, where is the power coming from? How is it being produced to make my house warm or give me a hot shower or whatever it is? It's coming more often than not from an oil-based, in some cases, depending on the part of the country you're in, coal-based supply or natural gas. It's either oil, natural gas, or coal that are firing 95% of all of the electric utility turbines in the country. So this makes sense if you're taking
the gas out of, and we had natural gas in our house growing up, and it smells terrible. It's awful, and so it's awful. I live in a complete village that's all electric. There's no gas anywhere here. So I mean, this is a newer construction. Some of these buildings were built in 2010. So it's there. If you're eliminating, let's say there are 700 and something apartments in the village we live in. So yeah. If you eliminate gas from 750 apartments, that's a lot less stuff that's going up into the atmosphere that's making everything worse. Now, when you take that, one power plant that's powering the electric of this village, it still isn't 750 more apartments that are also using gas. So it makes sense. I get that. That's not a difficult equation. That makes a lot of sense.
But
I understand what you're saying, though. Well, I understand what you're saying, though, is that, yes, and I'm in New Jersey, and this is a state where we have, you know, we have wind technology has been signed off on, and a lot of solar and things like that. And in other states that don't have that, that aren't maybe as far along, that is definitely the way that the power grids are going. So eventually it will be that. But you have to start with no longer building brand new houses that need gas. Because think about what the conversion cost would be from gas to electric. That would be huge.
What did you start to say, Jay? What's the big picture?
I was just going to say, what about anything else, not just homes that use gas? What about factories and everything? Are they going to start regulating those too? But also, please don't touch my gas oven range. I really like it.
Well,
I like cooking with it. That's the only thing that's gas in our home. Everything else is electric. But,
yeah.
Oh, this is the first gas oven I've ever had. I hated it at first, and now I really like it.
Electric. Yeah, a lot of people like gas because it's either more. Or I just put in a new stovetop that's electric. My house is all electric, and I did put gas in for the heat and the hot water when I moved in here because I thought that it was a more efficient way of doing that, because I've always thought that electricity was more expensive. And it is, depending on the part of the country that you live in, it's going to be more expensive, depending on, you know, the laws in Massachusetts and the Northeast are crazy, or they aren't user-friendly, let's put it that way, in terms of price. So are we giving up are we giving into the fight for a cleaner atmosphere and paying for it this way? And is that fair? Or are there prices? Are we just being gouged by these huge electric monopolies who do what they want? And they're supposedly regulated, but that's a bunch of bunk. They aren't really regulated at all.
Yeah, I mean, but because I follow, you know, a lot of utility stocks, and so the price of natural gas, I'm actually happy we have electric, because the price of natural gas is going to skyrocket this December. And so that's been a prediction kind of been a long time coming.
Why? I didn't hear that.
Barron's has been reporting on that for months. That's why I bought some stock in natural gas companies, and it's already gone up, because the prices are going to go up too. So it's just, you know, it's a lot of it is cyclical, but, you know,
yeah.
Pandemic, it's a lot of factors.
One of the other things that factor into this is how much it costs to convert. I remember when I changed the furnace over from oil-based to... First of all, when I opened the cellar door, I couldn't stand the smell of the oil. That's one thing. The oil smell turned me completely off. The old house I had when I built it, I put gas in. Haven't been around oil since the house I grew up in. So I kind of I forgot what it smelled like. Yeah. So
I thought that was illegal.
What?
Having oil heating your home. I thought it was. No. I mean, I've never been into a home that's been heated by oil that I know of.
New England, most of the homes are heated by oil.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's a big deal in New Jersey.
The ad is clean, safe oil heat because they take a knock on gas because of, you know, it explodes or it gets in the air if it doesn't. Yeah,
but then the soil contaminants though from oil tanks that leak and stuff, and that's awful.
Yeah.
You can't even use that. I mean, that's a big deal with real estate, especially in New Jersey. If there's an oil tank anywhere that's buried on the property, like that, the current owner has to dig it up and it can't even be sold. It's like a whole big thing.
Well, they take the dirt around it and they bring it to a place and they basically burn the dirt and then they bring it back. That's how they clean up. When you talk about people soil cleaning the soil, they actually remove it to some site and it's an EPA thing and they burn it. They burn the soil, get the stuff out of it, and then it's good to go again. There's a big business, and that's all part of these companies that recycle all sorts of things. This stuff is to be recycled. All right, anyway, food for thought. The time is 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Versana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, it's 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. There are lots of movies now in the queue, and Chuck is not here today, so I'm going to have Victoria and Jay, if they're willing, do a review of the most recent movie they've seen, why they liked it or why they didn't, right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank, or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
All right, so just as a tribute to a lady about whom we know nothing, but yet she was a very important part of the animation movies at Disney. Her name is Ruthie Thompson. She was the voice of Snow White. She was a voice on The Rescuers, a lot of the film animation. She was a female voice that was very, you didn't know who she was, but she died yesterday at the age of 111. God love her.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, good for her. Our DJV download, the one that's the most recent at DJV download, DJVshow.com, focuses on, in part, why the kiss between Ben Affleck and Matt Damon got ditched from their new movie. Why were they kissing? My question, I think, first was, why are they kissing in the first place? And then why did they get ditched? Is the audience not ready for Ben Affleck and Matt Damon to kiss each other in a movie? What's the deal with that?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah. I mean, well, the reason that it was written in is because that new movie, The Last Duel, is based on a true story. And back then, in medieval times, it was customary that the whoever was going into battle would go and kiss whoever the noble person was on the lips. And so that was written in to be historically factual. And so I think it was Gus Van Sant, right? Is he the director?
No, Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
Disgusted, right?
He said that would be distracting, so they changed it to Matt Damon kneeling.
But Damon and Affleck wrote the script. It's their story.
Yes. Yes.
So you would wonder why they would let the director push them around if they thought it was important.
I think that's the right call. Because it would just, because people would go to see the movie just to see that one thing and kind of miss the point. I don't know.
Or that would be something that people would be talking about the most. And I didn't know this until
But we're talking about it now. Look at this. It was the subject, if you want to hear the story, the discussion, go to the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. So we were talking about it. Lots of people were talking about it. So what's the point of leaving it out?
Jay, what were you going to say? You started to say something.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, it sounds like they had a better swap, because instead of the kiss, they have Matt Damon's character kneeling before Ben, but in reality, during the scene, he wasn't close enough, and Ben in character was like, move closer, but it ended up working.
It's a power play.
And they kept it in the film. So I'm kind of really interested in seeing the scene still in the full film.
All right. Well, the film looks pretty violent to me, so I'm not going to go out of my way to see it. There's a couple of movies. I was thinking at first when I saw Dear Evan, I didn't know that much about it. I'd seen the trailer.
Dear Evan Hansen, yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that it's a musical based on a Broadway play. At first, because it's one of those artisan films, I thought it was one of those God movies, because you see a lot of them now. I've been snookered into, not that they're bad, but I just don't want to be hit over the head with the God message, and that's usually what happens in those films.
You know, just, that's not this.
No. No. You say it's good, right? Both of you.
Well, I didn't see it on Broadway, but I know a lot of people who did, who are very trusted critics, and everyone went nuts for this. So that's why it was in such demand. They wanted to make a movie out of it.
Okay, got it. As you recognized earlier in this portion of the program, Chucker not here today. Back on tomorrow, though, on the.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.